Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Livingston. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Andy Hansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Andy Hansen. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hank Skins. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Mock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Hamner. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ralph Hamner. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney takes first base on ball four. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rigney moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Rigney moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins takes first base on ball four. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skins moves to third. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Skins scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing takes first base on ball 4. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Skeffing trying to get to third. Thompson throws the ball into Gordon, who tags Skeffing for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mock moves to second. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Skins hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Livingston. The throw from Skeffing and he is safe. Livingston steals second. Andy Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen bunts towards the mound. Hamner juggles the ball. That's an error on Hamner. Livingston moves to third. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Livingston scores. Two outs. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockman moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall who is chasing the ball. Nicholson reaches third base with a triple. Pafko goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Marshall. The throw from Skeffing and he is out, Mock applying the tag. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Skeffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mock hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hamner bunts towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Skins hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Livingston is called out on strikes. One out. Andy Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 0 in the game. Hansen is hit by the pitch. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rigney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pafko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Waitkus reaches second base with a double. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. Waitkus moves to third. Pafko moves to second. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry is walked intentionally. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skeffing hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 2 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowry. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitke scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kerr for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mock takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hamner bunts towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Rigney covering, for the out. Mock moves to second. One out. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Skins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mock scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Eddie Waitke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitke is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Waitke hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Livingston hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Skeffing scoops up the ball and tags Livingston for the out. One out. Les Layton pinch hits for Andy Hansen. Les Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rigney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clint Hartung now pitching. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lowry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-3 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mize for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skeffing hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Skeffing reaches third base with a triple. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mock takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Skins hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and New York Giants, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.